Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Hebrew word for Babel literally means place of division and confusion. And this is illustrated quite well as the Lord confused the language of the people there at the tower and caused great division on the account of their love of the flesh. One of the lessons that we learn here is that God has placed restraints upon the wickedness of men, which would have no bounds otherwise. Men will be as wicked as God allows them to be. Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel and was instrumental in the rebuilding of the temple in the days of Ezra and became the governor of Judah. His name literally means a stranger at Babylon, a disperser of confusion. This is especially interesting since he was actually born in Babylon, but was yet a stranger in the land of his nativity. He was perhaps the author of the 137th Psalm, saying, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof." But the Zerubbabel to which Zechariah primarily refers to is not this son of Shealtiel, but is that one who is the only begotten Son of God. He did indeed tabernacle among us in a body like unto our own, and was born in a land in which he was a stranger, and had not even a place to lay his head. This one, Jesus of Nazareth, did confess that he came to cause division, yet the division that he spoke of was wherein he would divide his sheep from the goats. For his purpose in the earth was not the absolute division of all men. In fact, he came to establish a bond of kinship and love among those whom he is pleased to give ears to hear the sweet sound of the gospel. The angels heralded his birth, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So he went about the earth doing good and came not to condemn the world, because the world was already condemned. This Zerubbabel has established his kingdom that shall never pass away, by first of all demonstrating the power and strength of the Lord. He came not to do his own will, but the will of the one who sent him. Therefore he is mighty to save, possessing both light and life, and bestowing both upon his elect children. He has clearly shown that it is not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He demonstrated the removal of all obstacles that could hinder it. He has made the mountain a plain by entering in once into the holy place with his own blood, forever removing any grounds whereby any charge may be laid against the elect. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He has become the headstone of the corner. What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. There are shoutings of grace, grace unto it, for he alone has made us to differ from another. We love him because he has first loved us, and has called us out of darkness from which we could not rescue ourselves. He has laid the foundation, and shall finish the building. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. No part of this kingdom depends on anyone but him. He has established his righteousness. Zechariah said, "For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel." There is no other standard by which men will be measured. There is no other righteousness which will be accepted in the courts of heaven, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Herein we will rejoice, for he has made us glad in his righteousness. Is the ground and basis of your hope found in the righteousness of Christ alone, or do you trust in your own righteousness?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.